Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Research has shown that age-appropriate car seat use is suboptimal in the United States, and what that means is that parents are not using car seats either enough or using them properly. And I am a car seat police in this household, and I'm sure as is my next guest, Dr. Michelle Macy. She's pediatric emergency physician at the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Macy. Car seat use. You recently did a study that showed suboptimal use in this country. So what are you saying to us, that people are not using car seats properly, not using them enough, all of the above?
And so what we looked at in our study was really which types of car seats parents are using. And what we found was a lot of premature transitions. So parents are using booster seats and seat belts with their 1 to 3 year olds. They're using seat belts before they should with their 4 to 7 year olds. And one of our most concerning findings was that kids who were in the 8 to 12 year old age range and shorter than 4 feet 9 inches tall were using seat belts more than half of the time when they're still of a size we'd expect a booster seat to make a difference for them in terms of how they would be injured in a crash.
Dr. Macy, I hear this and I get incensed. Is it more important for size or age? Because I know people whose 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds are sitting in the front seat, which makes me furious. And is it, and they're smaller than me and I'm 4'10". So
right.
Is it size or is it age? Is that bone structure? What is the reason for this?
So the American Academy of Pediatrics, when they updated the recommendations for child passenger safety in 2011, they really shifted away from age, which was sort of where we had been for a couple decades in terms of car seat and booster seat use. So it really is important for the proper seatbelt fit to be tall enough to sit correctly and have that seatbelt hit across the collarbone and hit low on the thighs when there's a crash. Otherwise, we're running risks of kids putting those seatbelts back behind their backs where they're not going to do any good, or having them ride up onto their belly where they can cause damage to those internal organs. So I think one of the most important messages that we want parents to be hearing is that it's a matter of what size your child is in terms of height and weight, and then what the requirements are for the seat that they're in terms of when they'd be ready to make the move to the next type of seat.
So the seating companies are up to date on what, so it should say on the seat, when your child is 5 years old, you can put them in a booster seat, or when your child is 7 years old. It should say that on the, or is there some standardized, description?
So with the car seats for rear facing, the companies have really gotten, I think, ahead of the game. And we now have numerous rear facing car seats on the market that will have kids up to a weight of 45 pounds. And then when you go to a forward-facing car seat, then again, there's going to be another set of size recommendations. And we want parents to be keeping their kid in their rear-facing car seat, then their forward-facing car seat, then their booster seat, as long as possible within those weight and height requirements before they're making the move to that next seat.
Okay. I mean, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and because she's tiny like me, she's still in a booster seat. And it's
Absolutely.
Only because she's more comfortable and she sees that the belt hits her in the proper place. But a lot of her friends are teasing her. Oh, you're still in a booster seat. You're in fifth grade. What are you still doing in a booster seat? But it's her size that I'm worried about, not her age.
And I think that's the right message. And one of the places where families might be getting this fixed impression that age is so important is looking at our state laws. And in Michigan, where this study was based, they don't require booster seat use once a child turns 8. But we found that for kids in our study, there's still a lot of kids who aren't tall enough to fit in that adult seatbelt properly over age 8, and they'd really still be benefiting from using a booster seat.
So what are some mistakes besides, you know, putting a child in a booster seat too early, or, you know, not even one at all, or getting them out of their booster seat? What other mistakes are parents making where car seats are concerned?
So I think that with our study, the other real important mistake is one that you had also touched on with your daughter, and it's that sitting in the back seat of the vehicle. We know that any passenger is going to be safest if they're away from that point of impact when there's a crash, and frontal crashes are the most common. So families making the choice to put kids in a back seat is going to be a safer way to go. But in our study, as soon as kids were hitting school age, about five, they started sitting in the front seat, and it became more and more common as kids were getting older.
And do you yell at parents when you see that? What do you say?
So I do try to emphasize with parents that the rear seat's going to be the safest place for their kids. I try to avoid taking a yelling approach because I don't want people to feel bad or guilty about those decisions, but I do want people to think twice about it. And I think it's sort of a, it used to be that you'd want to call shotgun and get into the front seat and race to do that. And that was sort of the norm 10, 20, 30 years ago. And we really know a lot more about car safety, and we want to make a difference in this leading cause of injury and death for children. And putting kids in the back seat is going to be one way we can do that.
Yeah, it is tough when a parent sees that and someone's driving your kids around and they see the kids in the front seat that are 8 years old, little tiny things. And, you know, I just say to my kids, well, we don't do that, you know, and we can't say anything to that parent. It's not our responsibility, but we're not going to do that. You'll always ride in the back seat till you're like 18 years old. Anyway, talking about car seats, when people are looking at all the new in and out and belting them in and the kind that have the little clip, do you have certain favorites and certain ones that you think are safer than another?
So all the car seats that are on the market in the U.S. have passed the same safety standards, and so it really comes down to what's going to be a seat that's easy and to install in your vehicle. And so when you're shopping for car seats, seeing if the store will allow you to take a seat out and see if it fits with the shape of your rear seats in the vehicle can be a really helpful tip for families. And then also thinking, if you are kind of a taller family or a family that has kids who tend to be small, you might make different choices in terms of where your maximum height limits and weight limits are going to be on the seat that you want to pick.
No, that's really good advice, and see if the store will let you, you know, take the car seat out and put it in and out, because I remember when they were small and how hard it can be to the ones that click in and the rear seating car seats, and how hard it can be to lean over and unhook those things. You can throw your back out pretty quickly. So now, you know, give us a little bit of a wrap up, Dr. Macy, and in your study, in what you've seen in this country, the mistakes that parents are making with car seat, and your best safety advice for us, if you would.
Yeah, so we're seeing too many kids prematurely moving out of car seats before they're ready and moving into seat belts at a point where they're not tall enough to use those. And we're also finding that parents who are using instruction manuals are ones who are more likely to be doing what's recommended. And so using the information that's in your hands, and if you have any questions about how to install a car seat, looking for a car seat inspection station in your area to help you with that process, because they are complicated, and we have tools available to help through that.
And I can just add to that, Dr. Macy, that the local fire departments typically will, or your local police department will be able to steer you to that car seat safety installation help that they offer them usually a few times a year. But even if you just stop by your fire department, they'll usually help you out. So parents, get your kids in a proper safety seat. Follow the instructions. Do not move them to the front seat just because they want to. Look for height appropriate, weight appropriate, not necessarily what your state laws might say about age. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, one of our favorite organizations here at Radio MD. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and stay well.